The Militant, Volume 89, Number 16, April 28, 2025. Canadian Court Convicts Two Leaders of Freedom Convoy, by John Steele. Montreal. After an unprecedented year-long criminal trial in an Ottawa court, Judge Heather Perkins McVeigh, in an April 3rd ruling, convicted political activists Tamara Litch and trucker Chris Barber on the frame-up criminal charge of mischief. They face up to 10-year sentences. Litch and Barber were among the most prominent spokespersons for the 2022 trucker-led Freedom Convoy, a three-week mass protest in downtown Ottawa, Canada's capital, demanding an end to job-threatening COVID mandates and other government policies. The court will reconvene April 16th to set a sentencing date. Litch and Barber were arrested February 17, 2022, 3 days before then Liberal Party Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the draconian, never-before-used Emergencies Act, claiming the protests created a national public order emergency and a threat to national security. Mark Carney, former governor of the Bank of Canada and now the Prime Minister, told the Globe and Mail during the Freedom Caravan that the protest was sedition and an insurrection that challenged Canada's founding constitutional principle of peace, order, and good government. Trudeau used the Emergencies Act to send 3,000 heavily armed cops into downtown Ottawa to break up the protest. Last year, a federal court ruled the application of the act against the truckers was illegal because there was no national security emergency and its use violated the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Ottawa has appealed that decision. "What are my options?" Litch told the online Rebel News April 9th. "I can cower in the corner like I'm some kind of victim, which I am certainly not, or I can hold my head up high." She said she intends to fight to overturn her conviction. "It seems like the threshold or the standard now for being convicted of mischief is basically if you get charged," said Barber. Under Canada's federal criminal code, mischief is a serious charge involving damaging public property and preventing people from access to it. Litch and Barber each faced six charges, including intimidation, obstructing police, and counseling others to do the same, as well as mischief. Perkins McVeigh found them not guilty of intimidation and obstructing police, but in addition to the guilty verdict on the mischief charge, she found Barber guilty of counseling others not to obey a court injunction banning truckers from blasting their air horns on the rigs during the peaceful encampment in downtown Ottawa, guilty of sarcasm. In issuing her ruling, Perkins McVeigh pointed to TikTok videos Barber made as key evidence he was guilty of mischief. "My goodness, I had to watch all these TikToks because the words themselves really don't do them justice," she said. "You need to see the sarcastic tone or hear it. The idea that you can be convicted of a crime for having a sarcastic tone underscores the assault on freedom of speech in this case. Last November, Pat King, another prominent spokesperson for the protest, was convicted on 5 charges, including mischief, counseling to commit mischief, and counseling to obstruct a public or police officer, and sentenced to 3 months of house arrest. He had already spent 9 months behind bars before being convicted of anything. Government prosecutors are appealing the sentence, demanding the maximum 10-year sentence. Overturn the convictions. These convictions are a blow to the democratic freedoms of free expression and the right to assemble and to protest, rights working people need. Philippe Tessier, Communist League candidate for parliament in the Montreal electoral district of Bourassa in the April 28th federal election, told the militant April 10th. Tessier works as a conductor for the Canadian National Railway and is a member of the Teamsters Union. Litch, Barber, and King have been convicted for what they said to participants in the protest, not in the action they took, he said. Ottawa's goal is to reduce the political space for working people to use our unions to fight back against the drive of the bosses and their government to make us pay for the deepening worldwide crisis of capitalism. Tessier's running mate, Katie LaRouchetel, the Communist League candidate for Duval-Lachine-LaSalle district in Montreal, said, in addition to demanding the repeal of the Emergencies Act, the labor movement should demand these convictions be overturned, she said. End of article.